On Sunday, BB, my banded pileated woodpecker, showed up at the feeder for a bite to eat, apparently making sure the food supply was still available in advance of the coming blizzard. On Monday, during the height of the first band of the storm, I looked out to see him at the feeder. After he'd eaten his fill, he flew to the big ash tree in the backyard, positioned himself out of the wind, and hunkered down for a good 20 minutes, maybe longer. Russ noticed him back at the feeder in mid-afternoon, and Wednesday morning, at the height of the second band of the storm, there he was again. Bibi's return during this harsh weather made me think of the line, "Home is where, when you have to go there, they have to take you in." And suddenly I realized how timely that thought was. Wednesday was Robert Frost's birthday. The death of the hired man, of all Frost's poem, the one most begging for a spoiler alert before the title, is about an old man clinging to the last vestiges of self-respect. Fortunately, BB is sturdy and healthy, in his prime, so unlike Mary's and Warren's poetic conversation, Russ's and my more prosaic one did not focus on frailty or desperation. Even without our feeders, BB would have come through the storm just fine. I don't know if BB really considers Peabody Street to be home, and really we've never taken him in, at least not into the house. If our little yard really does represent home for BB, the line should be, "Home is where, when you have to go there, they have nice old trees and super suet." There isn't an avian metaphor or even an indirect reference to birds in The Death of the Hired Man, but some of Frost's poems are among my all-time favorite bird poems. Early every summer, when I see crows and gulls combing through every inch of a mown pasture where baby LeConte sparrows, northern harriers, upland sandpipers, and other grassland nestlings were just massacred, I think of Frost's The Exposed Nest, in which he and his little daughter try to at least provide some shade for a nest full of helpless baby birds she discovered after he mowed the field. In midsummer, the time when mowing is least dangerous for nestlings, and many birds have already stopped singing, I think of Frost every time an oven bird sings. Frost closes The Oven Bird with these memorable lines. The bird would cease and be as other birds, but that he knows in singing not to sing. The question that he frames in all but words is what to make of a diminished thing. When Russ and I were in Hawaii, common mynas were everywhere. They and zebra doves are the most ubiquitous birds in the entire state. I heard people calling them mina birds several times, making me imagine how that would sound in Robert Frost's New England accent, perhaps exactly the way he pronounced the title of his poem, A Minor Bird. I'm not sure if he intended the title to be punished, but I found myself reciting A Minor Bird twice over our birding tour. I have wished a bird would fly away and not sing by my house all day, have clapped my hands at him from the door when it seemed as if I could bear no more. The fault must partly have been in me. The bird was not to blame for his key. And of course, there must be something wrong in wanting to silence any song. That was Robert Frost on his birthday, and I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.